Representatives began televising its floor proceedings, the live feed carried by C-SPAN, which was making its debut that day. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Racist, hate monger, Nazi, homophobic, Islamophobic. These are words purposely designed to control what you believe. Our progressive society no longer has the ability to debate using logic and reason, so they stoop to rhetoric to manipulate you. Simply put, rhetoric creates a story that will emotionally touch your heart and cause you to respond by feelings, not reason. Only by trusting in God and His Word will you be assured you will not be deceived. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up.
Fed
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Top of the morning to you, me boys, me boys. Yeah, it was St. Patty's Day on Friday.
No kidding.
You know, Carl needs to, like, give up on the accent because it's awful. I'm telling you. maybe stick to Italian or French or something because it was terrible, Carl, just in case you know. I know you need to hear that, so... Anyway, today is Sunday, March 19th, 2017. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Bot pretty English, anyways?
He was trying to say Obot, but that sounds more like somebody throwing stones at Obama.
Yeah, pretty sure Bot's fairly English out of Oxfordshire.
Well, that explains everything.
Yeah. Bloody Furbolg trying to speak Finnian. What do you know about it?
Yeah, if you're going to have an accent, you might want to do it right, would you?
Yeah, it's a little bit more lyrical.
Yeah, you don't want to go into the Scottish brogue. Anyway, I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, and Bob Martin, a trusted number operator, and already a big guy.
Good morning.
Top of the morning to you.
That's what an Irishman sounds like at 12 o'clock on St. Patty's Day.
All depends.
I think it decays downward from the head better than mutter than we find.
It could be before midnight.
You're right. Anyway. And Red Smith, who's been on the blend glide path with an inappropriate assumption of solvency for a soft guarantee of problem financial stability post employment. Become a rep since then.
The end.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was out with the family for Irish Thanksgiving yesterday. I was definitely on the blended glide path.
How many blended Guinnesses did you have?
We worked our way through a few.
On the blended pint path.
And a good time was had by all.
May the wind be at your back. and a fresh, clean bowl in front of you. Oh, boy. Okay, so it's Sunday once again. We are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. You can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Reading Patriots meet every Monday night at 6 p.m., 3276 Pacelli Lane, and they stand for limited government fiscal responsibility and adherence to the Constitution, those radical right-wing nut jobs. And so you've been listening to State of Jefferson, or Jefferson State of Mind. There's, it's like, if you make a mistake around here, any verbal, you will be verbally hamstrung.
That's right.
They're waiting in the wings. They're just waiting. The night.
Nobody else would be waiting in the wings to do that to somebody else.
Well, they can't attack you on content, so they go after you for grammar and syntax.
E too, sis day.
I'm just saying.
The Ides of March.
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy. Anyway, you can go to ShastaLantern.com and get some of the latest headlines over there. We've had a few stories that were pounded out this last week on a few variety of topics.
Had a couple of different things going
on. Things are going. Big news weeks. You can't keep up with the Trump administration and the mainstream media buffoonery.
Yeah, currently working on the fact that, who knew it, Nancy Pelosi is a mafia princess and the San Francisco mob built the Oroville Dam.
Nancy, I never wanted this for you.
Yeah, I think he did.
I was going to say, I think I do. I'm just saying.
Her brothers weren't quite as smart.
Mm. Oh, what, did they end up in the bottom of the dam there?
Oh, they all ended up as court clerks and city clerks and scattered all over Maryland.
Well, that's better than landfill.
Whereas Nancy ended up as one of the one percenters.
The one percenter.
Yep.
That speaks volumes.
That it does.
Hmm.
Yeah. No way. Well, come to find out, it's actually Nancy D'Alessandro Pelosi.
D'Alessandro.
Daughter of Thomas Big Tom D'Alessandro, former Baltimore mayor.
Big Tom the Chin. Fingers.
Close associate to Jimmy the Hat Lanza. That's his real name, is Jimmy the Hat. Yeah. Apparently, her dad was a friend with one of the founding members of Murder, Inc., lifelong friends.
Murder Incorporated.
Yep. Hmm.
Yeah, that would have been Luciano and, what's his name, Frank Costello.
There was the whole of them. They came up with
Vito Genovese.
Yeah, basically the five family system came out of it.
Yeah. The Lucchese's,
the Lucchese's and the Gambinos,
the Gambinos, Bombin,
the Bobanos, all those guys.
Hey, that's Samata for you. What have we got to talk about? I don't know. There's
where do you want to start?
Let's talk about the sanctuary city thing a little bit, I guess.
Okay.
Bob's he's the only one on his toes today. This whole sanctuary city thing is kind of getting out of control. Are we going to be a sanctuary state? I guess so. And then does that mean we have to be a sanctuary county? Well, we've got cowards and,
we've got counties that are signing resolutions and passing resolutions that said that they will not correspond with the state orders to be a sanctuary county. Whereas here in Shasta County, our board of directors or our board of supervisors won't even consider it.
Hmm.
Sounds about par for the course. How do we keep electing these people here?
Good question. I mean, I don't understand it. Maybe we should go out.
I don't know if we are electing them.
Well, that's fair.
I'm just saying. I'm not sure what's going on, but
go out to the cemetery and see how many voted today. Can I see a show of hands?
Yeah, I have more faith in the people of Shasta County than that, and talking to the people in Shasta County, the average intelligence level seems to exceed the level of our Board of Supervisors. So how do these guys keep getting in there? They don't do anything.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, they're their entire modus operandi is they stand up, they strap on their knee pads, they hit the floor, and they ask what Jerry Brown wants.
Boy, that was a loaded sentence. Yeah, Jerry Brown.
This was locker room talk.
Yeah, Jerry Brown. He's the paragon of progressive virtue.
They wouldn't even bring it up for a vote. Whereas for the city of Anderson, they voted 5-0 to pass it. The city of Anderson will not be a sanctuary city. Now let's ask the good people of Reading. You think if we went to the city council here and asked for a resolution not to be a sanctuary city, we'd get it out of this board of supervisors?
No,
not even a chance.
No,
but if we voted to become a complete shill for the state government down in Sacramento, and start becoming carpet servants,
yeah,
that would be fine.
Yeah, I bet if we voted to ban cars and just ride around on bicycles, that'd get some traction too.
All except for them, they would exempt themselves because you have to.
Have to be able to get and do the government's work, of course.
Well, of course, and that all circles around golf carts in golf courses. That's where they do their best work.
Yeah.
Let's go to a break and let's think about what we're going to talk about.
If you want to call in and there's something you want to discuss, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
The best part about spring is being able to spend more time outside. And what better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music. Great food and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, brought to you by Powerhouse Solar of Reading, Sundays at noon on KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
NorCal Think Pink is hosting their second annual formal fundraising event, the Pretty in Pink Prom, Saturday, March 25th at the Holiday Inn. The goal of this event is to raise funds to expand the mission to educate the public of the importance of early detection throughout the whole year and in more rural communities in the North State. Enjoy hors d'oeuvres, cocktails, and of course, it wouldn't be a prom without dancing to the sounds of the Uptown Band. Purchase your tickets online at prettyinpinkprom.com or call Renee at 605-6889. And we'll see you at the Pretty in Pink Prom.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy way. pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are unseen. Sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and they're slow moving
dreams. Yeah, they're still working out the Lavoy Finicum stuff.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the investigation of the FBI agents and everybody that was involved in that cover-up.
Yeah, that those guys cover things up. Oh, that never happened.
Well, tampered with evidence, removed evidence, replaced false evidence, lied about it. Oh, yeah, the whole nine yards.
How come the local news didn't get the facts right?
Did they even report that anything had happened?
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, I noticed MSNBC, CNN, all those guys were all over it, too. Hey, everything those crazy radical rednecks were saying was true.
But we have Donald Trump's 2005 tax return.
Yeah.
And the envelope that it came in.
Yeah.
That's important because you had to know that it was sent to them from some unnamed source.
Yeah, who did so illegally, and then they exposed it illegally.
And with that, we do have a caller on the line, guys. We've got Nick in Reading on the line. Good morning, Nick.
It is a good morning. It's always a good morning when I get to chat with you people. Hey, I wanted to know Mark's opinion of Senate Bill 807 here in California.
807? I'm not even sure.
807.
What is 807?
I thought surely you would know. That's a bill that's been proposed to where teachers in California don't have to pay state income tax.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I got to admit to you, this week has been a pretty rough one for me. I've been deep in the heart of taxes, and so I haven't had a lot of chance to do any research on anything.
Well, that's just been proposed, and you can find it on the American Thinker. You'll have to. I found it on Trending, the part of American where it says trending, and you'll have to go down a couple of days. I think it came out 3 days ago.
Okay.
And I can't think of a worse way, a better way, to divide a state up into classes or people up into classes. You know, gosh, I don't have to pay taxes. I mean, have you ever heard of anything so ridiculous?
Well, I think we should all be on the same board. I mean, yeah. I mean,
I remember
the founders threw the tea in the harbor. You know, because of income taxes, and we sort of lost something along the way, didn't we? Now the guys who don't pay taxes are the guys that are the bad guys, and everybody else is the good guys that pays the taxes. So I think we've lost something in the translation. I think we should all be on the same board. Get rid of the income tax, period.
Well, think about this now. You know, California's educational system, from bottom to top 30, 40 years ago, was in the top 10 in the United States, and now we're in the bottom 10, and we're going to reward these people because the article says teachers are job makers.
Really?
You know, that's like saying all these people that put together Stillwater Park out here in, for the city of Redding should not pay taxes because of all the jobs they've created.
Right, yeah. It's insanity. I mean, a teacher's making jobs is kind of like that guy that I debated over there at the library a few weekends ago. That guy wouldn't even know what a business was.
I refer to him as BB Brain, and he makes $10,000 a month.
Yeah.
And now they're proposing that he doesn't pay any income tax on it.
That's exactly right.
That's
just unbelievable. I can't fathom that.
Well, you know, these guys want it when, you know, it's like the progressive movement. When the Constitution suits them, it's great. When the Constitution doesn't suit them, hey, you know, throw it out.
It's out of date. It's open to interpretation.
Yeah, and that's what these guys are doing. So there's no rule of law. It's all about, you know, unraveling society through you know, this pit everybody against each other. You know, if they don't have to pay tax, then nobody should have to pay tax. If everybody's going to pay 3%, you know, if they're going to pay 3%, then everybody should pay 3%. It shouldn't be this pick and choose and, you know, figure out who the winners are so that we could pit society against themselves.
I would wager that if they were to pass that, I can't fathom it passes, but if they were to pass that, I would suspect politicians would probably be next because of all the sacrifices they do, and all the money they could have made in the private sector rather than going into politics.
Oh, they don't have to make any money in the private sector earning it. They just steal it. Yeah.
They don't have income.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, they, you know, I mean, it's insane. I mean, but you're right. These guys will come up with any argument that's, it's called sophistry. Look that up in the dictionary. You know, sophistry means that I can come up with a plausible argument to make you think that anything is correct.
I know a gal that can do that, too. She can take either side of an argument and win.
Yeah, that's what attorneys do.
You know what I think would be wise, in my opinion, is maybe at the end of the state of Jefferson's State of Mind, or at the start of your program, is to come up with something for about 5 minutes that is as ridiculous as this that the state of California is doing, because I don't believe that people are educated into how goofed up California is.
Yeah, maybe we'll have a segment, This Week's Ridiculous in the News.
That would be a great idea. Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me on. You guys have a great day.
You too. Thanks for calling in, Nick.
We could call the segment Jerry's Kids.
Jerry's Kids.
No, you're picking on the other Jerry kids.
Yeah, that's true. They don't deserve that.
They don't deserve that. We have to come up with something better.
They're better than that.
Yeah, they are.
Jerry.
Well, that's, you know, okay, so at the time that California's revenues are plummeting, our infrastructure's crumbling, everything's going to hell in a handbasket, they can't afford anything, they're cutting off school grants and bog fee waivers and things like that, all stumbling over themselves to give things away. They're increasing vehicle registration fees by 141%, adding another 42 cents gas tax. We're trying to figure out how to give exemptions to the apparatus.
Sure.
Sure.
And what's the problem?
That doesn't work.
Well, I got the segment. Ridiculous news.
Ricoculous news.
Ricoculous.
We could go there.
This was locker room talk.
That would be the over and over of.
Well, I just, every time they open their mouths down there in Sacramento, it's insanity. Like some of the stuff that's being spouted down there now about the cuts to Meals on Wheels. Let's deal with some reality about the cuts to Meals on Wheels. You take the government funding of Meals on Wheels, and it works out to 31 cents a day to each individual that they're losing.
Oh, and that's going to be a game changer.
Yeah. Let's talk about the fact that a Meals on Wheels driver volunteer makes $45,000 a year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good, because then they can dole out their little piece of chicken to every guy they show up and see. You know, oh, here's a piece of vegetable for you. And in the meantime, I can just keep driving on the government's dime for, you know, basically it's like the guys, like the mafia in New York. Yeah, you know, this whole program's good for everybody. You know, it's like I dig a hole and you fill it up. And then I dig it again and you fill it up.
And everybody gets paid.
And everybody gets paid, you know. I went in and had a brain scan, and they don't find nothing, you know.
Well, it's the typical herd mentality of social media anymore.
Right.
You know, they hear the headline, Trump cuts seniors off from free food. And everybody goes, oh, my God, that's horrible.
Oh, he hates seniors. Oh, my God.
Why don't you look into the numbers behind it, some of the facts behind it?
The Treasury counterfeiting $1.2 trillion a year, not so much.
No big deal there. No big deal there.
Yeah.
You want to, you know, and all of these people that are flipping out about Meals on Wheels, how much have you donated to Meals on Wheels?
Yeah, NPR.
Yeah, NPR, all of that. See, I donate to it regularly, involuntarily. I believe that's called extortion.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, you know, charity is the act of giving voluntarily.
Yes.
Government forcing you to give money to something that you don't want to is called extortion. It's really simple. It's the same money going to the same place. Only one is at the point of a gun, and the other one is because you want to help.
And maybe if they didn't take it from me in the first place, I'd have some money to be charitable with.
Well, you know, there is that, you know. And the fact that they're watering down our money constantly by counterfeiting more of it isn't going to be a problem when we, you know. Does anybody notice, but me, that the price of food is getting a little higher these days?
Yeah, I mean, it's climbing.
Yeah, it just keeps going up. And I guess when a loaf of bread hits $50 a loaf, you know, then Meals on Wheels can go out and hand out, you know, a quarter of a slice of bread to all of the people that it's delivering on Meals on Wheels. And oh, by the way, here's our little can of tuna that's the size of an Oreo cookie, and the can openers don't fit it anymore because it's too small. So you have to rub it on the sidewalk until you rub the top off so you can put it on your little bread.
Wow. So it's an exercise program too.
That's right. And so this is the new...
So you can radiate yourself.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Oh yeah,
so they can radiate all the seniors out there.
And we're handing out free Geiger counters with that tuna fish as well, because the Fukushima thing is, you know, not big, but at the same time, they're seeing traces of it in our food supply, and that comes from some people I know in Oregon that actually measured the radiation.
Yeah, it's there. It's been there. It's building.
Yeah, but nobody's talking
about
that.
It's
been here. Why would we worry about that? You know, why would we worry about that? Because we gave the internet away, so we can't, get this information, because our internet slowdown has been so bad because of the internet giveaway that we can't even get all of this stuff anyway.
Yeah, I've been enjoying that.
Yeah.
If anybody else out there has been experiencing the slow load times on your websites, getting cut off, getting dumped, all of that stuff, yes, there's a problem with the internet, and it's that Obama and the Congress last year gave the internet away. It's no longer under U.S. control.
I wonder if it's under control of the spying shadow government that, they implemented the last part of the administration.
Yeah, I wonder if the NSA's had their internet speeds throttled. Probably not.
I don't know.
I doubt it.
All I want to do is have corned beef and cabbage and scone bread.
Yeah.
You mean soda bread?
Soda bread. Sorry.
Okay. With that, we got a caller on the line. Good morning, Matt in Redding. How are you? Matt?
Are you there?
Good morning, Matt. Are you with us, Matt?
Yes, I'm with you.
You're on the air, Matt.
Hey, you're on the air.
All right. I just had two things about this Meals on Wheels deal. One is they intentionally are trying to manipulate the public. That's why they leave out key details.
Yep.
Second thing, and I'll get off the air because it's more of a question for your audience. I have AT&T on a smartphone, and I do not receive news feeds, okay? But when Trump made the decision on the Meals on Wheels, whatever, it was blowing up my phone, and I don't even use news apps on my phone. I just use a regular browser to look for news. But I'm just curious if anybody else in the area has experienced that, because why would I be getting news from NPR when I don't have any other apps or anything? I mean, the thing popped up through Google Play.
Yeah. No, that's what this is one of those Amber Alerts. Trump has made a decision that could affect people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a witch.
Well, thank you. I'm going to take the rest of this off the air so I can hear you.
All right, thanks, Matt.
For calling in. We appreciate it.
It's true. It's the they're trying anything in their power to discredit Donald Trump and his administration, because we have a shadow government operating behind the scenes, which is completely treasonous. And I'm going to be surprised if we don't start seeing some arrests pretty soon on this thing. Because there needs to be some people arrested. A bunch of people.
A lot of people.
We need to fire the IRS. We need to fire Koskinen. We need. I noticed that Trump's budget is starting to dismantle these things from an economic standpoint, and that's really what needs to happen. Then a bunch of these guys need to go to prison, go to jail. You know, drop their soap in the shower, whatever it takes to get their attention.
You're fired.
They have to build their own prison. They don't have to have their own prison.
Part of the problem is, though, is the corruption is so deep.
It's
bad. And it's, you know, I don't even know if you can take it all out at once. I think you have to take it out in little bites, because I think if they went and wiped everything out, we wouldn't have a functioning government. I think it'd be anarchy.
Well, it's hard to tell how deep it actually is. I mean... Every time you turn around, there's something else, something else, something else.
I want to see Nancy Pelosi look like Steve McQueen and Papillon when he sticks his head out of the little box in his cell and says, "How do I look?"
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
That's too nice for her.
Yeah, that lady is corrupt.
Crazy. She's beyond corrupt.
She really needs
to go for a ride somewhere. Yeah.
So, you know, in the meantime, the Fed is raising interest rates because our economy is booming.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, oh, good grief. We're going to raise it a full 100 basis points this year, which would be a full percentage. And, gee, they're not going to, implode the economy that way, are they? Because they're trying to say that we had like 2% growth. And then the Fed, she doesn't get her news from the Fed because the Fed came out, you know, just shortly before the announcement on this stuff, okay, with Yellen, our growth was only 0.09%.
Yeah.
Which is like stagnant.
Yeah.
Zero, non-existent.
Recovery.
That's recovery.
That's recovery.
I feel like when I walk around the malls and all the strip malls and I see all these empty shops, it looks like recovery to me.
Yeah, things are good.
Yeah.
All those people walking around with their shopping carts.
Yeah, the guys that...
Customizing them, you know.
We'll work for food.
Yeah, and then you know, you get the Fed rate hike on the back of the increase in the debt ceiling that quietly nobody's talking about.
Oh yeah, that debt ceiling thing, that pesky thing that they raised, and that's going to give line item veto power to Trump if they don't raise it, and if the Congress passes that, then Trump's just going to go along with the program and do whatever they want, right? Because he's just a
It looks like the Senate Republicans are wanting to add $10 trillion to the debt ceiling.
Yeah, they all want to spend.
Yeah,
you know, and then
we have to. They say.
So we have to spend the money.
Spend
your way out of debt.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's what you do.
That's what you do, and this works. It's really working well so far.
Yeah, it's
Keynesian experiment that has put us into the worst. We're now, California is the worst. Poverty has the worst poverty of any state in the nation. By the way,
no, everything is good here. We're golden. We're great. We're progressive. We're leading the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, except that the economy's imploding. And everybody's leaving California, and the Central Valley, which used to be the breadbasket of the world, is not.
Pretty shut down.
Yeah,
we used to have industry and commerce and all that kind of good stuff, but now what we have is we have Jerry Brown.
Yes,
and
yes,
pay
the Golden
more taxes.
State has gone brown.
The Golden State has gone brown.
I think the truth is out of the bag.
Maybe someone needs to put Jerry in a bag.
Yeah. And I'd just like to give a special shout-out to the former Board of Supervisors in Del Norte County that railed so hard against supporting the state of Jefferson and the voters up there that work for the SEIU and allowed themselves to be lied to. And, you know, your big thing up there in Del Norte County was, we don't want to join the state of Jefferson because we're about to get a huge road grant for Lookout Grade so that the 101 doesn't fall off into the ocean and cut off commerce to Del Norte County.
I think it did, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Where's that road money?
Wow.
Yeah, how'd that work out for you?
That's bad.
You get nothing. You lose.
Yeah, and they did. And I think, you know, it's not good to gloat and say, I told you so, but we told you so. They don't have any money to give you, you putzes.
Yeah. Well, I think that's going to be the trend for quite some time.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's talk about the friendly Muslim terrorists in Spain and the gun running.
There's a whole chain of events going on with that, though, that's really, really kind of interesting. I follow what goes on south of our border quite a bit. And it's basically civil war in Mexico and has been outright civil war about the last 8 months between the cartels. Well, a few weeks ago, the Beltran-Levea cartel was essentially wiped out, was decapitated. They got the head of the Beltran-Levea cartel and a bunch of the lieutenants, and they had them holed up in a building that got wiped out by an AH-64 Apache.
Wow.
And then there was several amounts of intel and different things seized from that raid, which led to the bust of a boat, a 70-foot fishing trawler named the Lady Michelle, that had 4.5 tons of cocaine on it that was being piloted by a member of the Muslim Brotherhood that has direct ties to Barack Obama and was operating out of French Suriname. Now, that bust, after those guys were interrogated, led to the bust that you're talking about in Spain.
And this was all started because of 64 Apache warriors that came in and went after the cartels.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just was pretending I was MSNBC for a minute. but we have Donald Trump's tax return.
Yeah. Hey, we can outdo that. We've got his 1993 Taco Bell receipt that shows clearly not one but two enchiladas.
That's right.
You are fake news.
That's right. Yo quiero?
Yeah. So you have this whole series of events where somebody is very quietly taking apart the cartel drug and gun running operation that led to this bust in Spain.
Who could that be?
Of, what, over 10,000 assault rifles, ammunition, mortars, grenades, rocket launchers, anti-aircraft machine guns.
Yeah, I was kind of looking at the hall here. It looks like this is not just a small hall.
No.
This is a huge hall. It says 10,000 assault rifles, machine guns, pistols, revolvers, 400 shells and grenades, cash amounts amounting to $85,000 was seized. Operation involved counter-terror police, Madrid, Valencia, Girona. Said some of the weapons were deactivated but did not comply with established standards. And, of course, the friendly Muslims that they've been importing into the area in Europe, you know, they have nothing to do with this.
No, those weapon shipments were headed for Syrian refugees in France and Belgium. What do you think they were going to do with those?
I think they were going to open a gun store.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
This is mainstream news too, isn't it?
We could call it. They're going to call it Fast and Furious.
Yeah, I love how the mainstream media picked up on the fact that the Spanish Guardia broke up over 10,000 weapons flowing to Islamic refugees in Europe. All over that.
Oh yeah, I heard it on Nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because they get the facts right. Huh. But I did hear about Donald Trump's 2005 tax return that paid more than all the other guys.
What an idiot.
Yeah. And, you could do a whole hour on his tax returns.
Yeah, about nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, to discover at the end of it that he pays a higher tax rate than all of your heroes and all of, it's back like when Geraldo opened up Al Capone's vault.
Yeah, same thing. It's empty.
Yeah, there's nothing in it.
And so is your head, Rachel Maddow.
Yeah.
Let's go to a break.
If you want to call in and discuss something or have a question or comment, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
best part about spring is being able to spend more time outside. And what better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook, at OrchardNutrition.com, or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Tarzan, the live musical adventure is coming to the Cascade Theatre stage. Don't miss this unforgettable theatrical experience with high-flying excitement and heart-pumping music by rock legend Phil Collins. Tarzan swings into the Cascade Theatre March 31st through April 9th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Box Office 243-8877 or cascadetheatre.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses dying. It's you. Must go and I must buy. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white it's snow. Is I'll be boy, oh Danny boy, I love you so. And when you come and all the flowers are dying, if I am dead as dead, and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an Ave there for me.
If you're not tearing up a little bit, you're not Irish. Hey. That's Danny Boy. You know what I'm talking about? If you don't know that song, or you don't tear up a little bit, you're not Irish. Okay, what
can't,
else?
Can't let the St. Patrick's Day go by without
Danny Boy.
Yeah, that's right. That's you got true. A little Danny Boy. Let's see. We wanted to cover some events, and I'll let you talk about that. But I had to mention what Lori said about the video of Rachel Maddow.
The
video of Rachel Maddow. I guess it's the YouTube video. If you play it backwards,
slow motion, not backwards.
Then it reveals Donald Trump's Social Security number, which is illegal, by the way. And it's kind of like the White Album from the Beatles. If you play it backwards, it's Satan Service, Satan Service, Satan. I mean, it's sort of the same thing, but different. With that, do we have any announcements?
Okay, yeah, we do. Coming up on March 25th, remember we have Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans coming.
Okay.
In the morning, we have a mission. We will be taking out, the last I knew, 8 veterans to inter out at the cemetery, and the services will be at 11 o'clock. And then 12 to 4 at the Veterans Hall, we'll be meeting back there and doing Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans. So if you want to come out and join in, that would be great. Also on the 25th at the library at 2:30 p.m., I guess they're showing a film in regards to Big Pharma and what all they're doing, how they're poisoning people, how they're changing the DSM diagnosis for mental illnesses to get more people on drugs and poison them more and all that type of stuff. So, again, that's at 2:30 at the library.
Yeah, they wouldn't do anything like that.
Well, don't forget, too, the more people that they can label as mentally incompetent, the less people get killed.
Well, it's always amazed me how in that DSM, I'm not sure who comes up with the different illnesses, but they're the judge to say, yes, this has become an illness, and this
is
my...
I'm pretty sure it's Nurse Ratched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be Nancy.
Is there a difference?
that's true. But, yeah, about all the side effects of that and, you know, how many people are actually, you know, being labeled for stuff. And what people don't realize, once you get some labels, you can't get rid of them.
Yeah.
It's stuck with you for life, which can be a very bad thing.
Like that bloody no-fly list.
Yeah.
How do you get rid of that?
Yeah, when you don't even know that you're on it, you know?
We're sorry, sir. You can't purchase plane tickets. Ooh?
Yeah.
Please step aside and get in the glass box. Not that that's ever happened, but to me, nah.
Well, you know, Trump's executive orders have been flying out of the White House like paper airplanes at a... at a paper airplane convention. And it looks like he's going to reorganize the entire federal government.
Yeah, that's we're looking at 10 to 12% axe, I believe, right off the get-go.
That's shaking the trees.
Some people in government fear that entire agencies could be eliminated, while others are hoping that they will be.
Yeah.
We're praying on that one.
Bye.
Please.
Yeah, let's see. EPA.
Bye, Felicia.
Department of Education.
Bye, Felicia.
IRS.
Bye.
Felicia.
Yeah. You need a shovel with that one?
Yeah. I mean, and so I that's why I think this whole budget thing is kind of, you know, interesting, because if they don't raise the debt, or if they do, and then, you know, is government, you know, the bureaucrats, the left and right establishments, are they going to pass a debt ceiling increase? And if they do that, is Trump going to sign it instead of veto it?
Who knows? I don't know. There's some interesting things going on.
Or is Trump the kind of guy that would start cutting to the bone the federal budget?
Yep.
Well, he's already picked on the seniors, right? The meals on wheels, you know?
Well, yeah, he doesn't want anybody to eat out there.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. You know, yeah,
you
know.
Starve.
He's a witch.
Yeah.
But, you know.
The one that's exciting me is there's a bill that's rapidly making its way through and looks like it'll pass and be signed. Is the bill to remove law enforcement powers from BLM and Forest Service.
I think that's
great.
That
would be great.
I think it'd be fantastic. And return that authority to, wait for it, the local sheriffs.
Like it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Oh, concept.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you've got so much going on with this stuff that I just hope he cuts everything to the bone. I hope the next agency to go after is the IRS. I hope he goes and fires every freaking one of them. In fact, you know, we've got this here's an article here that from InfoWars that the constitutional lawyer Bruce Fine says that personnel is policy, meaning that the people who hold administrative jobs in the government have a greater impact on national policy than the president. He says that the present handful of Trump appointees running key agencies cannot possibly control the U.S. government, which is a $4.3 trillion enterprise with 2 million employees and more than 2 million contractors. This cannot happen until more managers are appointed at a second and third tier position to replace the Obama holdovers.
But you got to get rid of the second and third tier managers first.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Who are the good ones? Who are the bad ones?
Yeah.
Why can't we just get rid of them and wait a little bit before we put anybody in there?
Three Muslim brothers that have been stealing intelligence from the Congress the whole time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. And in the meantime, we've got Kim Jong-il. Or no, is it Kim Jong mentally ill? Kim Jong-un?
I just put that kid over your knee and spank him.
I mean, have you ever looked at this guy? I mean, he looks like some kind of a poodle or something, his haircut.
Pumpkin pie haircutted freak.
Yeah, and so he's over there giving us the finger, testing nuclear weapons, and I'm pretty sure he's not going to get the same response from Trump that he got from Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Tillerson looks like he's a kind of a serious sort of dude.
Yeah, I don't think he's playing around
either. I don't think he's going to take a whole lot of crap off these guys. So I don't know. I mean, we are in a crazy world right now. And I'm just not sure exactly where we're headed here. I think that this whole budget thing could just start the ball rolling into, oh, gee, I don't know, a depression. No, we're not in a depression. We're not even in a recession, right?
Oh. Everything's great.
Yeah.
Dandy.
Yeah, it's really good.
Tulips are selling like crazy.
Yeah, I hear they're actually going up in value.
Yeah.
Oh. So, I don't know, guys, where we're headed here. You know, I didn't have a whole lot of time this week to do too much research because...
Well, we can talk about Trump pissing the Germans off.
Well, that's it. Merkel, that paragon of free capitalist virtue, right?
Oh, in the news conference, she even said that she was a globalist and believes in globalism.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because globalism is the answer to all our problems. Yeah. Let's hand all of our fundamental liberties and power over to a small group of people in Brussels and Belgium, who through the Bureau of International Settlements, can control us all through the banking systems. Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
No, I'm not there with you on that one.
No.
So, but no, I guess Donald Trump basically told Germany, you increase your defense spending by at least 8%. You go to 2% of your GDP is defense spending, or kiss your NATO ally goodbye. And old Merkel didn't like that at all.
Wow.
Imagine that.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, he said any trade agreements that he does with Germany will be bilateral between Germany and the United States. He doesn't want multilateral trade deals with the EU.
I would rather watch Snoop Dogg, do a mock assassination of Donald Trump and his nephew tell us how he's going to pimp out Melania. That's good. That's really the kind of news that should be reported.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's really, really good stuff there.
Go smoke another one, Snoop.
Yeah, Snoop's kind of getting a little bit, maybe burnt out would be the word, you know.
Maybe.
One or
in a matter of speaking.
Clogged with bong resin.
Yeah.
Ran out of oxygen.
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah, I don't know. And, in the meantime, Sweden, migrant crisis.
No, there's nothing going on in Sweden.
Oh, I forgot.
That's the Swedish.
I forgot. We actually would be reporting news if we talked about the Swedish government reporting, reports that one in five foreign rapists were deported. So, you only have one in five chance of being deported if you rape somebody in Sweden. Otherwise, you get counseling.
Oh, I'm liking this one. I got one article here that says UN once again names Denmark happiest country on the planet. The very next article is Denmark on the brink of economic collapse.
They're happy people, aren't they?
Yeah. Those aren't conflicting stories, are they?
No, not at all. Apparently, the happiness funding is drying up.
Oh yeah, see that's the problem. As soon as the money starts, grinding to a halt or becomes worthless, that's the other part of that, or becomes worthless because, the more you throw into circulation, the less it's worth. And let's just keep spending a trillion more over the world, and pretty soon nothing's going to happen. Because Keynesianism works.
It does. You know what's interesting, too, is Canada has seen a larger increase. They've seen more Mexican illegals come into Canada in the first 3 months of this year than they have in the last 3 years combined.
Well, I wonder why they're fleeing to Canada.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Justin Trudeau and his open arm policy, how long that's going to last.
his open armpit policy.
We're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned for the second hour of Sovereign Minds. And we do have a guest, Joe Messina, coming on with us.
I feel like dancing.
Oh, please, no. But anyway, you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently that when she passes, each one she passes goes ah.
Hour two next on Sovereign Minds at KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he will seek changes to a GOP health care bill to provide more help to older people. A Congressional Budget Office analysis last week concluded older Americans would likely pay higher premiums under the legislation. Ryan tells Fox News Sunday he'd like to see more assistance for people in their 50s and 60s. Says that's one of several possible revisions to help round up House votes for the bill. The vote is set for Thursday. It's been a busy few weeks for White House security personnel. Connie Long explains what happened last night.
A man was arrested after driving suspiciously near the White House. The Secret Service said he claimed to have an explosive device in his car. This is the third incident at the White House in a few weeks. In some cases, the Trump family was at home and could have been in danger. President Trump said recently the Secret Service did a fantastic job. They are braced for more incidents in the future. Connie Long reporting from Washington.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the president is looking forward to a meeting with China's leader. Tillerson in Beijing today, meeting with leaders of that country on the final day of a swing through Asia. It's been dominated by concerns over North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. The Senate Intelligence Committee says it will hold a hearing at the end of the month on its investigation into Russia's activities during last year's presidential election.
The open hearing on March 30th will focus on ways that Russia works to influence campaigns and public opinion. Former intelligence officers and others from business and academic institutions are scheduled to testify.
SRN correspondent Dennis Crowley. An Afghan soldier opened fire inside a base in southern Afghanistan today, wounding three U.S. soldiers before being shot dead himself. An Afghan army spokesman says the soldier had not meant to fire deliberately. And Pulitzer Prize-winning author and columnist Jimmy Breslin has died. He was 88. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
The president of the Philippines says his militarily inferior country cannot stop China's actions in contested waters, responding to a reported plan by Beijing to construct an environmental monitoring station in a disputed shoal off the Philippines' northwest coast. President Rodrigo Duterte says that he will invoke a July 12th arbitration ruling that invalidated China's territorial claims in the South China Sea if the Chinese, quote, start to tinker with the entitlement, apparently meaning when Beijing starts to tap the offshore area's resources. Chelsea Clinton is joining the board of directors of online travel booking site Expedia. Documents filed with securities regulators say the daughter of defeated presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has joined its 14-member board. The company is controlled by Barry Diller. Chelsea Clinton is also a director of another company that Diller controls, Interactive Corporation. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A group of U.S. soldiers recently spent some time in Hawaii, but it was hardly a vacation in paradise.
They were going through intense training at the first jungle school the Army has established in decades. The course, part of a program to train soldiers for exercises and potential combat on terrain that looks more like islands and nations in the Pacific than arid Afghanistan and the deserts of the Middle East. One Army official says the Army set up the school as its footprint was shrinking in Iraq and Afghanistan after more than a decade of war in those countries.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. Today is Sunday, March the 19th, and a birthday for some notable people, including former White House National Security Advisor Brett Scowcroft. He's 92 years old today. Author Philip Roth turns 84. Singer Ruth Pointer of the Pointer Sisters is 71, and actress Glenn Close has 70 candles on her cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Racist, hate monger, Nazi, homophobic, Islamophobic. These are words purposely designed to control what you believe. Our progressive society no longer has the ability to debate using logic and reason, so they stoop to rhetoric to manipulate you. Simply put, rhetoric creates a story that will emotionally touch your heart and cause you to respond by feelings, not reason. Only by trusting in God and His Word will you be assured you will not be deceived. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning once again, Sovereign Mind listeners. It's the second hour. This just in, Colin Kaepernick will stand for the
national
anthem at the next game he's in, but he's not being picked up by anybody. And in an unrelated story, he is applying to Penny's that they're going out of business sale to be a hat rack.
Okay.
Boy.
By the way, the late word in on Friday afternoon, the JCPenney store in Reading is not closing.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not going out of business yet.
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 Yeah, they're closing. I don't know how many. You can go to JCPenney's.com and find the list, I think.
I think the story said they're closing like 38 stores.
Yeah.
And it was originally thought the one in Reading would be among them, but
Reprieve.
They say that's not the case.
Reprieve. Yeah. I mean, because that's how the economy is marching on. You know, with 0.09% growth, I mean, the sky's the limit. Yeah, and speaking of limit.
Get your penny's worth.
That's a penny saved is a penny earned.
Used to be.
This from the LA Times. The U.S. debt hit its limit again. Now the Treasury Department is maneuvering to avoid a default until Congress acts. Oh, boy, that's what I want to wait for is Congress act.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have several months to raise it to avoid the potential federal government default on, you know, the statutory limit on borrowing. And who are they borrowing from? Who has trillions of dollars to just lend out them willy-nilly? I don't know. Maybe it's the people that are just cranking the money out of the Treasury, you know, to buy the bonds. And I guess the fact that everybody else in the world is dumping our Treasuries, you know, unimportant.
It has nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it. Let's move right along. Yeah. So we do have a guest today, and our guest is Joe Messina. And I believe that he is the person who, you know, does the radio show The Real Side.
He is.
He is. And he is a speaker, author, and radio talk show host. He began his radio career after being asked to fill in on a show host for who canceled on a short notice, for a host who canceled on short notice. It kind of sounds like me almost.
Yeah. And here you are.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah. Do you want to be a radio talk show host? Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Because that's how I got here too, remember, Bob?
You had Sovereign Minds dropped in your lap.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, exactly. Oh, here, you're a talk show host now. Go for it. I didn't even know how to spell it before. Anyway, I think we have Joe on the line with us. Are you there, Joe?
I am here. Thanks
good
for having
morning.
Me.
Good
you
morning. Bet. How you good doing? Morning.
Good. So far, so good.
Well, with the news the way it is today, there's too much to talk about because the mainstream doesn't want to talk about anything that's important, you know, because they'll spend an hour on Trump's tax return that has no meaning at all because by the time you're done, it makes him look better and the whole thing backfired. What do you think?
Well, you know, it reminds me of I have four children, and years and years ago, we took a parenting class. And one of the things they talked about in the parenting class when you have multiple children is this thing called deflection. And when you're correcting little Johnny, he says, yeah, but you let Mary do A, B, C, and D. Or she is doing this. And all of a sudden, it gets your dander up, and you look at Mary going, you hold on. Mary, did you do this? Right? And it takes your attention off where the real problem is. Well, this is what's happening now, right? We're seeing all these things go down, and none of the real things that are happening out there are being talked about in mainstream news. When you think about the tax return, what about the portion that's where it's a federal offense to post up or publish somebody else's tax return?
Oh, just details.
And the news, yeah, journalists aren't covered.
Yeah, you know, maybe somebody needs to go. I want to see somebody go to jail sooner or later. I mean, you know, the leaks, the spying, the non-existent wiretapping that actually is surveillance. somebody needs to go to jail here pretty soon, or at least get indicted or arrested or something.
I grew up in Boston back in the 70s when the mafia was very active, and every time I see this thing, you know, about the wiretapping. No, we don't do the wiretapping. Nobody got a warrant for it. I think all the way back to some of the RICO trials when they were saying, no, I had a legitimate business interest in that business. You know what I'm saying? I'm a legitimate businessman, like you saw The Godfather. I think, come on, have we really gone that far that we've lost our minds, our IQs have dipped to below double digits?
It's unbelievable. Yeah. It really is. It's like listening to, you know, Whitey Bulger on the stand tell you that, hey, I never killed no one.
You're right. I don't know what you're talking about. I never saw that person before in my life. How many pictures you have of us together? Do you remember Barney Frank on O'Reilly? So he's arguing with O'Reilly, right? Remember that? And
yeah.
O'Reilly shows him a clip in his words of what he's saying. And he says, I didn't say that. And O'Reilly gets red-faced and say, Congressman, I just showed you the clip of you sitting at a table and the words were coming out of your own mother. I didn't say that.
That wasn't me.
Oh, my gosh, that's a disease.
Yeah. These guys, there's something mental. I think there's a chromosome missing or something because
or too many.
They will sit there and deny reality. It's the old Ayn Rand quote of, you know, you can deny reality, but you can't, you know, deny the consequences of denying reality. And that's what we're seeing across the board. But the news media, they're out to lunch on everything, it seems like.
Well, you know, it's funny. Nancy Pelosi, a couple of weeks ago, said we need to see that bill. It needs to be published. Yeah. We need to know what's in it before we vote on it. So I started giggling. I'm saying to myself, I remember the same woman, you know, this really helps me believe in Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I believe the same woman, right? Remember when the first bill was passed?
Yeah.
She's like, no, we have to pass it first to see what's in it.
Don't they know that there's tape out there or video of this? I mean, you know.
I joke about this all the time on the show. I say, look, that interweb thing makes them crazy because they can't scrub it clean. You can always go back and find something about these people, and I think the goal is you just deny, isn't that?
You deny.
And when they show you the proof, you deny some more. You know?
Well,
that must have been Photoshop.
And this is this is old school. It's like you were talking about the 70s with the mob. See, it used to be if they couldn't show the proof, then you got nothing. You know, now, you know, since the internet came to being, these guys are so used to lying at every turn that now it's become a habit and a part of their makeup, and they don't even know that you know, people are laughing at them because they might not even be internet savvy. It's that bad.
Well, I'm not so sure people are paying attention. I think in the last couple of elections, and I realize that there's been more ground gained by the right, but in the last couple of elections, I think that they've been so beating the drum of war on, right?
Right.
The other side has a war on women. The other side has a war on kids, a war on clean air, a war on water. They try to make us look like the people that are constantly at war with everybody around except ourselves. And I think it, for the lack of a better term, it really wore thin with people. And I think middle America is saying, hey, look, you keep saying it's them. You guys are governing us, and I still can't put food on the table. So something doesn't add up here.
Yeah, but we had a banner year in the last quarter. I mean, good grief, we were at 2.3% growth. Right before they revised that to say it was 0.09.
This is another thing I talk about a lot. Is when Mr. Obama first came into office, everything was Bush's fault, right? For the first 5 years,
yeah.
Everything
yep.
negative was Bush's fault. Now coming out of his presidency, here's a guy who couldn't hit 3% GDP one time.
Ever.
He couldn't get the kind of growth, you know, the employment growth he wanted. And here he is. He's out of office, the week after the election, you started to see the stock market start to rise when it couldn't pass 20 forever. Now it's risen. It's hit 21 at times. It's just below 21 now. Employment numbers are going up. GDP numbers are going up. And guess who's taking credit for all that?
Oh, it's
Obama.
It's like a guy, a ball player for the Yankees who hits 110 average, and then after they trade him, they go to the series and they say it was all him. You know, I mean, it's insanity.
It stop.
Yeah.
And
anyway,
but, I they're in a lot of trouble still. I think that I was telling last year when Nancy Pelosi started referring to blue collar workers. Do you hear the Dems talk about blue collar workers anymore? You really don't hear that term anymore. Nancy Pelosi started calling them low information voters last year because when they were polling, they found out lifelong Democrats who had been in the union were now voting for Donald Trump. They were voting for Republicans for governors. They were voting for Republicans for senators and congressmen. So instead of calling them, you know, blue-collar workers, which automatically, you know, puts them in the camp of Democrats, they start calling them low-information voters, which I thought was really interesting.
Well, you know, now their biggest base is in the graveyard.
I did a story about voters about a couple of weeks ago, and it was there's a new Republican registrar or voters or whatever they call it in West Virginia. And he was able to take 36,000 names off the list within 6 weeks of people that were voting that were dead.
Wow.
And he says there's close to another 100,000 that are questionable on the rolls that they're going to look into.
Man, there's
and then
some
over
dead
in Virginia proper, they had a couple of precincts where they had 140-year-olds voting, they had 150-year-olds voting, and 160-year-old voting. To which my wife said, let's move to Virginia quickly.
Put me something in the air because everybody's living longer.
My God. If you get, listen, doesn't this blow the whole thing out of the water that you need that certain groups can't get voter ID, or they can't get IDs from DMV, because if you can find a way to go get a voter ID at 150 or 160, anybody should be able to get one, don't you think?
Yeah, you don't care about those black people that can't afford to get voter IDs, you racist.
Mm-hmm. Well, in California, it would be blacks. Oh, by the way, in California now, there's a bill moving its way through the state Senate to allow 17-year-olds to vote. And I said, this is great, because they're going to have 17-year-olds, they're going to have illegals, they're going to have dead people and inmates. They'll never lose another election.
Right.
Yeah. That's the plan.
They're going to be handing out Snoop Dogg CDs to these guys. And, I mean, Democrats will be in power forever. That's exactly right. Stupid. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Very hard to move along in California. Is really, really interesting that we have the ability to do referendums on our ballots, where somebody could actually put a law on the ballot for the people to vote for. They're some of the most conservative laws that you'll see across the country. And they always get voted in. When you give it to the people in California always vote conservative laws in. But they keep sending these loons to Sacramento. They keep sending these real leftist, hardcore socialist legislators who turn around the very laws these people vote in.
They couldn't fix the elections here, could they? I mean,
Oh yeah, we've got voter fraud all through California. Got hit with voter fraud at every level this year.
I think it's the Russians trying to fix the elections, and the old saying was, it does not matter who votes; it's who counts the votes.
Well, no, according to the CIA and the Democrats, if the Russians fixed the election, we would have had Republicans in.
Well, yeah, but then that goes contrary to everything, because if the Russians, had released the emails on Donald Trump that showed that he was in collusion, instead of the Russians releasing the emails on John Podesta that was colluding with... hold on, I'm confused. I'm not sure what's...
So what you're really getting at is the whole argument makes no sense or has any factual...
There's no logic behind that.
Yeah.
You couldn't smoke enough dope for that. think about this. They had... The Russians meddled in the elections. Okay, so let's think about that. What did they actually – let's say they actually did do all this, right? Let's say they actually hacked the DNC server, and they got those emails, and they gave those emails to WikiLeaks, and WikiLeaks published them, right?
Right.
Isn't the Dems always running around saying, we want to know the truth, we want to know the whole truth.
Truth doesn't matter.
Publish it all, what's the problem? Well, the only thing in those DNC emails was how much disdain that the Democrats have for the average voter, how they came against Bernie Sanders. What do they call it? Yeah. They had to hit the Taco Bowl group, right? They're talking about Hispanics, making fun of that black lady's name, taking pokes at the Jews.
Well, there was also
what they were made up of.
There was also all those Code Talk pedophilia references that nobody's talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. It wasn't like they hacked into a machine and changed the votes. They just put the truth out there. That's what they couldn't handle.
Well, hacking John Podesta's emails is not hacking the election.
Well, it's like is going into your teenager's room and finding a big bag of weed in their drawer, and then your teenager trying to make the argument, oh, the problem's not the fact that I got a big bag of weed in my drawer, it's the fact that you were spying on me.
You were searching my room without my permission.
He didn't have my room.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my room.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I always loved when my kid said, no, that's my room. You can't go in there. I said, I'm sorry. I own every inch of this house. There's nothing in this house that belongs to you while it's in here. So if you want to leave it out in the driveway, feel free.
I'm thinking, that's my room. It's like, pow! Whose room is it?
No.
Hey, Joe, with that, we do have a caller on the line. We got Randy in Shasta Lake on the line. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, all.
Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah. Perfect example is the chairwoman for the DNC, that African American lady, that leaked
Oh, you're talking about Donna Brazile?
Brazile, yeah. And she denied to Megyn Kelly, to everybody, called him. She was saying you're
attacking her Christianity.
Excuse me, and then she finally came out a couple days ago that she was done some article for Vogue or one of the magazines, and she spilled her beans, and she said that was one of the worst things she's, she feels bad about. But all that time, she denied.
Yep. It wasn't
you know what
me.
I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. It reminds me of when I was about 5 years old, and we were out in front of the church, and I got put in the car, and I'm in the car by myself, and all of a sudden, all the mirrors are screwed up. And my dad comes out, and he sits there, and he asks me, he says, hey, did you screw with my mirrors? I swear to God, it wasn't me. There's nobody within 100 yards. So actually, that was a good lesson that day. My dad warmed my butt until I admitted it.
That's right.
And, we need a little more of that these days, Yeah.
How she just totally, when she would be interviewed, she would put the interviewer, how dare you? I'm a God-fearing, Christian woman. How could you
lying through
blame,
her teeth right
accuse
now.
Me of lying,
Oh, yeah. By the way, I was.
Don't you hate that when they use the Christian card?
Yeah.
And it infuriates me because they think that that's a pass for everything.
Well, the black card's not working as well, so they have to.
Yeah, but wait a minute. It comes from the exact same group who tried to throw God out of their platform.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Exactly.
Look,
thanks, Randy.
Some of
it's
you
hard
know.
For me to hear on the phone, so.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
I hear you fine now. Okay.
So, I think you guys know that I wrote a book called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And one of the chapters in the book is the left wants facts, but they want their facts. You see, the fact of the matter is that when the left runs down, when Brazil was answering those questions originally, what does she do? The fact is I'm a Christian. The fact is I wouldn't lie to you. The fact is the DNC or the Democrats of the party of integrity. And Nancy Pelosi came out shortly thereafter and said, that the Democrats do the work of God, the Republicans dishonor God. And I'm thinking, I must live in a backwards world. I don't get this.
It's a twilight
zone. So I guess approving of abortion, throwing God off your platform, and agreeing with same-sex marriage, those are all things that honor God. I'm confused.
It depends.
I'm just so confused.
It depends on who your God is. I mean,
got me on that one.
Yeah, I mean,
you got me on that one. I should have had it clarified.
I think their God is like has a goat's head, and it's crazy.
Well, I always say, I always call Obama their Lord and Savior. I said, look,
he has a Messiah.
When you think about the speeches that he gave over the years, and nobody, even some decent hardcore Christians in the Democrat Party. Didn't question or challenge or even ask him to clarify. I mean, when you won't do that, who's your authority?
Well, I think we should refer to him not as the Lord and Savior, but as the Lord Most High.
Okay.
That works a couple different ways.
No.
It's very scary.
And he wouldn't lie to us about being a Muslim or anything, would he? Because he's a good Christian guy. The fact that he's praising Allah all the time, and he threw every Christian thing out of the White House, put a bunch of Muslim stuff up, and let the Muslims kill all the Christians.
When is Trump getting rid of the prayer curtain during the press conferences? I'm so tired of seeing that thing.
Well, I thought he got rid of all the Muslim.
Man, he's still got that freaking gold prayer curtain thing.
Oh.
The hoard.
I don't know.
Not even the fact that it's like the prayer curtain, just the curtain itself is.
Yeah, I'm kind of tired of the whole lying thing, and that's what these guys do. The lies that come out of their mouth are just the way they operate normally. I mean, I think they don't know the difference between the truth and the lie half the time that they're talking.
It's really, what are you hearing about? You're hearing about the quote-unquote Muslim ban, right? You're only hearing about two or three executive orders that the left really hates, but you're not hearing about the other 30 or 31 or 32 that he has signed to undo some of the things that Obama has put on the table. And so they're really focusing on the things that they actually think are uncomfortable. And when you unpleasant to other people, but when you think about it, he was elected to do exactly these things. He got the majority of the vote everywhere but California and New York. What does that tell you? Anyway, to carry these things out. So when Schumer came out, I've got a clip of Schumer who came out and said, look, we'll get behind Mr. Trump when he governs more to our side, when he governs more like our side of the aisle. And I was thinking to myself, this is a disease. Because your processes, your programs, your platform got voted down in 36 states have Republican governors. 39 states have total Republican houses. Almost 90 states have at least one house or the other house is full Republican. So I'm trying to understand how you guys, we took the Senate, the House, and we took the presidency. I'm trying to figure out how you guys think that people want us to govern like Democrats.
Well, what it is it's a disease called power and money, or money and power. I'm not sure which one exactly comes first, but that's what these guys, their disease is about. They will lie about anything, and they will be deceptive about anything as long as they retain power and money.
Well, it's because they're the party of compromise. Now that they've been completely mollywopped, they're willing to find some compromise.
They've been compromised, all right.
You know, you guys, my show originates out of California. I know you guys are in California, too. And, you know, the Democrats now have total control of the government in California. They have two-thirds of the houses. They can pass tax increases all they want. They can't blame us pretty much for anything because we're of no consequence no matter what we do. And this new bill, the SB 18, it's making its way through the houses. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but basically it's called the Child Protection Act. And what it does is if you're not feeding your child right, so let's say, you know, maybe you're more of an organic household or that kind of thing, and you're not giving your child the kind of food that the state thinks you should, you know, that's strike one against you. If you homeschool your child and you're not teaching them the curriculum that the school thinks is a healthy curriculum for your child, that's strike two. Okay, and then when it comes to medicine, if you have more of a holistic viewpoint on medicine, or you know you're looking more towards natural remedies, that could be strike three. But for any one of these things, they can take your child from you, put your child in foster care till you're retrained in those areas. All right, this is coming down in California, and nobody's paying attention to it.
Well, it sounds like Red Dawn, where the father's out there in the parking lot of the drive-in movie, and they're running Mao Zedong videos. You know, I mean, let's we got to re-educate these people so that they become well versed on what the state feels is the need to know information, so that they become good little red citizens with stars on their hats.
Well, when you look at the majority, 80-some-odd% of millennials. Believe in socialism. They believe that socialism is a good thing to do because they don't know what socialism actually is.
Right.
You know, they think it's where we help out other people. They think it's where the country will help out the less fortunate or what have you. And it's like, hello, that's capitalism. Capitalism does that. Under socialism, everybody gets gets an equal portion of what little is left after the 1% takes most of it.
Yeah, that's it. But they'll be gnashing their teeth. I'll tell you what, when this thing really starts to fall apart, like it's headed towards this socialist paradise, and they lose their cell phones and there's no free education and the cheese is gone, these guys are going to be the first ones whining and pointing at the capitalists.
Hey, what do you guys think of this idea? I'm kind of pushing for CalExit. Okay, I think it's a great idea, and I'll tell you why. If we can get them to break away, then we can take a right-hand turn along the border, just keep building that wall up along the border between, California and Nevada and all of that.
Well,
right?
we're state of Jefferson guys, so,
But my thought is this. If we can get them to introduce and act out on all the liberal policies that they want, in about 15 or 20 years, we'll be able to walk in and take this barren land over. Right? There won't be anybody left.
Returning to the land of Canaan?
We can just turn it right around. It won't be a big deal. I'm good with that.
Yeah. I mean, they're headed that direction anyway.
Well, as far as we're concerned, you can pretty much have, everything south and north of Sacramento.
Yeah, exactly. We'll just cut off the water, and then these guys, they will, what do they want to call themselves, Pacifico? You know, they won't have any water for the beer. Yeah, I mean,
what water? Yeah. I mean, this is I love this whole thing about they want to. It hit me like a ton just a second ago. They want to $1 billion? No, it's not $1 billion. They're looking for a whole. Yeah, it is. It's $1 billion. They want $1 billion from the federal government. Now this comes after, right? Jerry Brown made fun of Trump. Basically said he was useless, wasn't going to do anything the feds told him to do, going to turn his state into a sanctuary state, all the things that Mr. Trump is against, but yet he says that Mr. Trump should give him $1 billion to make up for all that tax money that they blew for the dams, you know, for the infrastructure and everything else.
Yeah, the $7 billion water bond.
Yeah, Jerry's been in charge of infrastructure, and that's worked out well. And so, you know, just ask
He's always hated infrastructure. You know that.
Well, that's
from the 70s.
Well, all you have to do is let the dam break, and then it wipes out half of the guys down in the Central Valley. And, you know, I mean, you can't make this crap up, but you're right. You know, I mean, this whole idea, and then he's spending all the money. So on one side of your mouth, you're talking about separating from the union, you know, and you know, secession actually worked out really well, back in the, Civil War days. And so, you know, like that's really going to happen. But these guys at this, and the other, they're asking for money. It's like, you know, there is something wrong with these people, but we got to go
Very
to a break.
Confused kids.
And with that, if you have a question or comment for our guests, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's back March 24th, 25th, and 26th. The original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Need landscape? Household improvements? A new roof? Gutters? Lighting? Doors? Windows? Flooring? Appliances? A pool? Spa? Barbecue? Patio? Pest control? Decking? Fencing? Weatherproofing? Or planting a garden? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and speak to the experts. For information and booth space, contact Shirley at 243-6005 or online at readinghomeexpo.com.
The best part about spring is being able to spend more time outside. And what better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Counter. Wasn't me. Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over.
Yeah, that's it. So that's the Barney Frank song, isn't it?
It wasn't me.
Yeah,
that's all of their song up there.
This just in from 100% FedUp.com. The salaries for NPR and PBS. Let's see. The PBS president's salary was $632,000 a year. And then the Sesame Workshop president, $956,000 a year. Hey. They don't need any cuts, do they?
Big Bird's getting over.
Yeah, Big Bird's going to the bank. You know, unbelievable.
So, wait a minute. That's for the slow people in the room. So the CEO of public broadcasting.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Was getting a little over $600,000 a year.
Yeah, $632,000 and some change.
Okay. The Sesame. What is it?
Sesame Street Workshop guy. Yeah. Yeah, $956,000 a year.
Oh my God!
Yeah, that's for the good of the children. You do understand, because, well, you know, I mean,
boy, we're doing something wrong, guys.
Well, no. You got to go to a nonprofit that's subsidized by the government.
Exactly.
Oh, under Hillary. Under Hillary, I got it.
Yeah, this was actually reported. This was actually reported, you know, on the return, the 990 tax form for all nonprofits that they're required to file. This is what they're paying their officers.
Oh, wow. You know, this is the thing that's always about. So everybody's screaming about, what is it? I don't remember the numbers, so don't hold me to it. It was like $146 million a year is what we give them, somewhere in that amount. And that's because, you know, what they do is they give grants to young producers. They give grants to, you know, people that are trying to put, you know, shows together that can bring to public broadcasting. Sesame Street brings in over $1 billion a year in merchandising.
Yep.
I want you to think about that. Okay? They bring in over $1 billion a year.
That's why we need to supplement them.
And I'm saying to myself, I got two problems with this. It was taxpayer money in public broadcasting that sowed the seed into Sesame Street. Shouldn't they be giving back a bit? Aren't they that one percenter? Aren't they that rich ones that need to pay more in taxes? And then, you want to run down that. Think about all the other shows, like this Hamilton show. My understanding is that, I think it was public broadcasting seeded them $35,000 to start. They've made millions. So why aren't they paying back into the system? So I don't find this. And all the Hollywood types, you guys know they make, this is cookie jar money for them. If they got together, they could easily dump $200 million on what they think is the best thing that we could do for our kids and for our society, which is public broadcasting. Let them dump some money into it. What do you think? Am I onto something here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, good grief. Why wouldn't, it's just like this tax return thing with Trump, you know? I mean, the guys that are yelling the most about it are the guys that are paying the least.
Well, these guys are so disingenuous. I had a hardcore Democrat strategist on with me, and I said, look, guys, here's something. Let's just go back to basics here. If, in fact, it is a federal offense and it's not covered by the freedom of speech, if, in fact, it's a federal offense, should Maddow be brought up on charges? And he said no, because we're just trying to let the government know. We're just trying to show that this guy's a liar and this, that, and the other thing. And I said, that's great. So then there shouldn't be any problem with the Russians hacking the DNC to make sure that they got the information out there so we'd know actually how you people felt. And he's, no, that's totally different. No, actually it isn't. How did she get that? How'd she get that information? Oh, somebody jumped it in her mailbox? Give me a break.
Oh,
I want a full investigation. No, there's no need. They don't want to hear about it.
No, that's because they're liars and thieves. I mean, let's just cut through the crap. The real deal is these guys are self-serving liars and thieves that have an agenda, and the agenda is not for our good of the country. It's for the good of the Democratic Party so that they can, you know, retain power and control over the American people and all the money and everything that goes with it.
Well, whatever's good for the king is good for the peasants, right?
Well, that's right. I love my peasants. Paul, you know, bang! You know? This is right. It's right out of the feudal system. You got the kings, the nobles, and the serfs. It's just that there has to be a lot more serfs than kings and nobles.
Yeah, well, everybody's a thief. I don't know how they keep a track of all of this, I got to tell you.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think they.
Oh, they just keep lying. They don't have to. They just lie and lie, so it doesn't matter.
They make up the books after the fact.
But in the meantime, they're cutting Meals on Wheels. Even though, the Meals on Wheels needs to be cut, but we don't need to cut those artistic endeavors like NPR and PBS and the Endowment for the Arts, where they put crosses in, little jars of urine.
So we're cutting $250,000 for Meals on Wheels. How about we get back the $250 million the State Department gave to the Taliban?
Yeah.
The money? You mean the money they send to the Palestinians? You mean the billions of dollars we keep sending overseas to countries who hate us? You know, I mean, seriously. And you know what? They're picking. They're cherry picking what they want to complain about, because the reality is it's not just Meals on Wheels. You know, he's going in and saying, okay, this department or this whatever, I want you to take 3% off your budget, kind of thing, right?
Right.
Yeah, they keep doing this, and then on top of that, when you want to go in and you really want to explain to people what's going on with these budgets, you have to understand that there are other programs that feed Meals on Wheels.
Yep.
Right?
Lots of them.
Yeah, and you try to tell people he's cutting some programs that you can easily say, well, this is for whatever group, whatever group, whatever group, and it's not. You know, it's I don't know how to explain this. You got three different programs that are feeding into the same scenario. And he's just saying, cut two of them.
Yeah,
I want you to get two of them gone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, do that while you ban Muslims from eating the meals on the wheels because they're immigrating illegal, you know.
Does that count the ones that are 140, 150 years old, too?
It wasn't even specifically Meals on Wheels that was cut. It's a community block grant. The Meals on Wheels is just a small portion of what he's cutting. And out of all the good cut, they're cherry-picking the, you know. And if you look at the numbers, I ran the numbers specifically for San Francisco. The numbers come out to 31 cents a day per person to use in Meals on Wheels if they're losing.
Well, I think we're going to see somebody like we saw on the Obamacare standing up in front of the stage with her back to everybody so they could not recognize her, yelling, if it wasn't for Meals on Wheels, we'd have died. We would have died. My grandmother would have died. My kids would be all dead because Meals on Wheels is the only thing that we support besides Obamacare because we would all be dead.
Well, it's just like that whole thing where you watch, you know, they're cutting programs for kids' free lunches. No, they're not cutting programs for kids' free lunches. They're shoring up 9 of the 10 programs for kids' free lunches. You know, what people don't think about is this. If you've got 3 different government programs to do the same thing, that means you have 3 sets of bureaucracies. You have a bunch of people that are 3 different heads of a department. You've got staff underneath those people. You want more money to go to Meals on Wheels? Cut two of the programs. Simply just cut 2 of the programs, and the money that you'll save, you'll be able to give half that money, you know, to a Meals on Wheels kind of thing. But again, they didn't tell you this part, that some of the individual communities, that their donation for Meals on Wheels have gone up a boatload just in a couple of days.
I'm just wondering how much did we donate to NPR and PBS, because I'm looking at the number here that they made over $211 million from toy and consumer product sales. And from 2003 to 2006, how come we're donating anything at all? And I wonder how much it is. And why would anybody be mad if we were cutting from funding these guys? Because it seems to me that they're already self-funded.
I was going to say, you know, if we're funding them, I don't know about you guys, but I make investments from stuff looking for a return. Now, I realize that, you know, it's supposed to be helping kids and educating people. I get all of that. But when there's money being made, when there's marketing money being made, and as you said, you've got people at the top that are making almost $1 million a year, they probably have some great bonus plans. You know, what do you think? When we get to that point, it is time for them to start paying it back. It's time for them to start giving it back.
Who owns the assets? Who owns the radio stations and the equipment and television equipment?
The nonprofit does.
Yeah. Who paid for it, though?
Well, that doesn't matter. Shut up and go away.
No. Hey, listen, if you're going to play with facts, they won't play anymore. They're done.
Yeah. Well, I think this is the same program that CalPERS has, is that, you know, you don't invest for rates of return for your constituents. You don't have a fiduciary responsibility to anybody. You invest, your investment strategy should be based on climate change, global warming, and making sure that, you know, we go into the next century with a sustainable development.
That's what it is. What's better for the whole is better than the individual. Our government's being run by frickin' Vulcans.
Yeah, it's just like Star Trek.
You know, it's really funny that you the coal industry, for instance, right? They're bringing thousands of jobs back. And not that it's ever going to hit the glory, if you would, that it was at its height, but you know, they're bringing jobs back. If we want steel back in this country, we need coal for steel, don't we? So the Democrats, what are they hanging their hats on? It'll never be back to the way it was. It'll never have the jobs the way that industry is not the way it used to be. And I'm going, you know, when you have 1,000 people or even 500 people in a small town, a coal mining town, that is a major economic boom. That means that they need teachers. That means they need maintenance people for, you know, lawns and schools and all that stuff. That is not just 500 jobs for the coal people. That's probably a good 1,200 jobs for the community as a whole.
You don't understand economics, Joe, because
you've been talking to my wife or what?
It's just like what Nancy Pelosi said. Unemployment is what drives the market. And unemployment is why we don't need jobs. Remember the whole thing, because it creates more economic prosperity.
For every welfare dollar you put in the system, you got two back. And I was saying to myself, please, just change your last name. I don't want people to know you're of Italian descent. I mean, that's so stupid.
Yeah, who needs jobs when you can have unemployment? You know, that's a productive thing. It's kind of like the old theory where you go out and smash windows, and that's your business. Because if you go out and smash the windows, then someone has to pay for the windows, and so you have to come back and fix the windows, and that's economic prosperity.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I'm still trying to work the formula that for every welfare dollar, we get $2 back. So if we put everybody on welfare, we double our money?
Because we counterfeit.
You double down, yeah.
We counterfeit.
Don't you know?
It's real simple.
You counterfeit. We've missed counterfeit it all this time.
Exactly.
Apparently.
Yeah. All you have to do is counterfeit the shortfall. So what you do is you create treasuries out of thin air and sell them to the Federal Reserve, who counterfeits the money and buys the treasuries, and then that funds the government. So for every dollar that you suck up in taxes to pay the interest on the debt, two more go back into the system because you've overspent yourself, and that's a great economic plan.
Again, guys, I'm sorry. I have to say it again. There isn't enough dope in the room to help you understand. I don't get these people. I don't get, you know, again, there's no meeting in the middle anymore. We now have, I think we're in a perpetual civil war in this country. It's Democrats versus Republicans, vice versa, whatever. But it's almost like we're not Americans anymore. My whole family, I met with somebody the other day who's a lifelong Democrat. But they were a lifelong Democrat because why? Grandma and Grandpa were Democrats. Mom and Dad were Democrats. Everything that came out of this person's mouth was a Republican principle, was a conservative principle. And I kept looking at her going, really? Seriously? Do you understand that you line up 98.5% with the Republican Party platform? Same thing with my parents in Massachusetts. They're Massachusetts Democrats because they've been all their lives. Yeah. But everything that comes out of their mouth, everything that they say, it's something a conservative Republican would say. It's like, I can't believe you guys. What is wrong with you people?
I know, we're racist. That's why we do this. Because, you know, I mean, why else would we do it?
Well, that's, you know, that's the other thing. I got a chapter in the book about racism, that the left needs racism to survive. Now, I got to tell you, since the election, you're seeing more and more and more of the African-American community, the black community move over to Republicans, Republican principle, Republican voting. Mm-hmm. And as soon as Trump is done, you're getting the economy kind of moving along. I won't say flipped, because I think it's going to take a long time. When you when you have 60, 70, 80 years of people abusing the system.
I think he's going to be managing a bankruptcy myself, but I couldn't think of a better guy to do it.
Yep, your problem. You know, I have this argument with my hardcore conservative friends all the time. Well, he's not a conservative. I got you. The sad part is we had two choices. We had a flaming liberal socialist who lies to us, or we have somebody that might be able to get us back on the right track and is more on our side than the other person was. And he's got enough of an ego, as I like this part of this, that when the Dems really start poking at him, whether he's right or wrong, he's going to fight it to the death. We don't have. Would you rather have a Paul Ryan as president, that kind of Republican?
No.
No, of course, no. I'd move to Sicily. I know where the crooks are there, right? I know what's gonna happen to me there. Here, depending on the Republican we get, and you know, you guys, I don't know if you feel the same way I do. I think Paul Ryan is the first wave of progressive Republicans that we're gonna see, and we're gonna see more and more of this kind of thinking.
Oh yeah,
he's a Republican? I thought what? It's just all news to me.
I don't think
where the hell am I been?
He's not worthy of the name.
All I did was look at what he did.
Okay. Yeah. The Democrats, okay, have become communists and socialists.
Right.
Okay. The Republicans have become Democrats.
You left one thing out on the Democrats. Criminals would be another.
Well, they've always been that.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's on both sides of the aisle. That's not.
So you've got your totalitarians have become Democrats.
Right.
Which pushed the Democrats into the Republican Party and pushed us Republicans out here into this weird limbo.
Do I need to write this down? I'm not sure. Hold on. So the Republicans. are the new Democrats, and the Democrats are the new communists.
Yeah, and we're out here in independent libertarian land.
Believing in freedom and the Constitution. What are we?
I don't know. We haven't figured out that we got pushed out of our own party yet by people like Paul Ryan and those guys. So we're still deciding, do we retake our party or just go our own way?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah. I mean, that's seriously a good question. I think we could fight from within. You know, I was doing a I don't even know what I want to call it, but I was going up and down the state talking to Republican women groups, and my speech was about principle over party.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And after I got to about the fifth or sixth speech, I was asked to stop speaking, but not by the Republican women, by the Republican management, if you would.
Right.
Because I was talking about taking back your party. I mean, you join the party because they had the same basic principles. You know, you don't always get 100%, let's just be honest about
it.
Sure, But they were mostly there, and you join the Republican Party because they most lined up with your values. When they start living out different values, when they start not doing it, you just don't quit and move on because you hang the rest of us. If you would stay and fight and we would get together and fight, we could drive these boneheads out. They could start their own socialist, communist, Republican Party or something.
I think that the whole thing is collapsing anyway, and we're going to have a choice here. And the choice is going to be, do we believe in bigger government or do we believe in smaller government? And I think that's what it's going to come down to, because our money is not going to be – if they keep printing money to make for the shortfall in the debt, you know, like I say, a loaf of bread's going to be $50, and you're going to see Oreo cookies the size of an M&M. So
– I had an economist on the show, and I kept saying to him, I would buy that, but here's the thing. There's no money changing hands anymore, right? I mean, when you buy your house, somebody doesn't show up with a wheelbarrow filled with $300,000 or $500,000.
It's all airbucks. It's digits.
Bingo. It's all numbers on a piece of paper that's changing electronically from, you know, one paper to the other paper.
Right.
So there's no money to speak of going, you know, bouncing around that we have to worry about. So I think that economic collapse, I think that bankruptcy / economic collapse is way out, and only because I've been doing my show now almost 10 years. From the first year I did it, I kept hearing about the sky falling.
Right.
You know, stock market was going to tumble.
Right.
Right. We were going to have people in the streets. What's that?
It did, and we do.
but not to the days of the Great Depression. You know what I'm saying?
Not yet.
Actually, unemployment is worse. Homelessness is worse.
No, I understand what you're saying, Joe. I think we're just on the slow grind to hell.
you might be right, but I think the way it's thwarted again, it's not like the days of old where you had to go to the bank and buy money. Think about it. You go with your debit card. You go with the credit, whatever you have, and there are numbers just swirling around on a piece of paper as opposed to you having to walk in with dollars and coin and that kind of stuff to pay for things.
Right.
So it's just going to be a little longer maybe before something like that happens. And
I agree. I agree with that. But the problem is that because of the way they've got it set up, is that the people in power through the banking system and the digits and, you know, the fractional reserve stuff, you know, they just end up basically pilfering the whole world and owning everything through their digital entries. Because it's like that South Park episode where the guy comes in and he sits down and he says, I'd like to invest my $100. And he says, you know, okay, we'll put it in some bonds and some mutual funds. And it's gone.
Yeah,
and what do you mean it's gone?
There it went.
Yep.
Next, you don't have anything invested here. Next, could I get the next customer? And that's kind of where we're headed, you know.
Yeah, I think, you know, and again, people have been railroaded into believing that you know, you have to have debt, you have to this, yeah, you know, that's the American dream, right? You live paycheck to paycheck.
That's not my dream.
No. But think about that. You know, you go in the bank to buy a house. I have no credit. All right, gotta get some credit cards. You gotta buy a car. You gotta buy a car on payments. I gotta see you have credit before I can loan you enough money to buy a house. It's like this big swirling mess in your financial mess in your head. You know what I'm saying?
No, I understand exactly what you're saying. I think you're right. I think that you know, this is what the founding fathers warned us against. They said if we ever allow private bank to issue the currency, we'll wake up homeless in our land that our fathers conquered through taxes and inflation and the large corporations that would spring up around them. But we've only got about 2 minutes here, Joe. We love having you on the show. We want you to come back, and you know, so you got about 2 minutes. Give us all you got.
Oh, it's easy. Look, I tell people all the time, I wear the same five shirts on the show. You want to help me buy some new shirts? Buy my book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, I deal with in the book. You don't need to hate us.
And where can they
really
get that?
Don't.
Where can they get that?
They
Amazon?
They can find it at Amazon.com. You can get it on your little e-reader. You can get it on, what is that thing called? The Kindle. And you can get a paperback book if you like me. You like to have the actual book.
You actually like to hold your book.
Yeah, right, in case the electricity goes out, and then you're really screwed, right? Anyhow, hey, guys, I've had a good time. I so much appreciate you having me on the show today.
Hey,
well, thanks for
lot.
Coming on. We greatly appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks,
have
Joe.
Have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so what do we got left? About a minute? 45 seconds. Well, we're down to the last part of the show, and I actually closed my I closed my window.
What are you going to do now? Oh, no!
I don't know. I'm going to have to say...
Where's Rocky?
I'm going to... Hey, why don't you rub it on my head again? Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty over security, and truth over lies.
And this has been KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you all next week.
And stay tuned for We the People at KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. A U.S. military spokesman says an Afghan soldier opened fire inside a base in the southern Helmand province today, wounding three U.S. soldiers before being shot dead. Navy Captain Bill Salvin says coalition forces had killed the soldier to end the attack. An Afghan Army spokesman said that the soldier had made a mistake and hadn't fired deliberately. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson striking a cordial tone on his visit to China.
Secretary Tillerson says the U.S. is looking forward to the first meeting between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Secretary Tillerson talked with the Chinese leader in Beijing on Sunday. Mr. Tillerson says President Trump places a very high value on